Well, I can confirm to you, Greg, that we've had huge progress in the fact that there's been a land acquisition off the phone station, the house and the land there. And obviously it's a very sensitive time for that particular family who have been associated with that area for so long. And I suppose I, as the mayor of the town, would like to thank them and the people who worked on their behalf and the way that they've dealt with the council, which the engineers have said to me has been absolutely fantastic. So we will now have land got under what is a motorway programme of the NRA. If you remember this time last year, Greg, we were pushing again where an opportunity arose where lands would unify, which will tie into this particular route when it comes on stream. We were able to use monies that weren't being spent in the NRA at that time, this time last year, to buy those lands also. So I'd like to compliment Aidan O'Doherty and his team for the foresight that they've shown and obviously the trust that they have from the NRA to be able to get these land acquisitions. Although it doesn't get us to contract, I think it's a huge confidence boost with regards, hopefully, whether it's the final game of this, is having a relief load of Letterkenny.
But when do you think that may happen? Obviously, the key here now is the funding for the overall project.
Absolutely, and that's something we have to keep going with. The thing about this was, as you know, and I've been bemoaning the fact that this project has been put on a shelf and that there'd been no capital allocation to it. So the fact that we now have substantial funds being spent on acquiring land for the entrance to the route, I think is a huge confidence boost for the whole team here in Donegal, both politically and executive-wise. It also shows a commitment from the NRA that I was fearful wasn't there. So as I say, it's great that we have an engineering team that have seen an opportunity to spend capital monies that the NRA needed to spend before the end of year, have used that opportunity to get a key piece of infrastructure that will lead to this road being built. But our whole emphasis now has to go on getting other lands to CPO and making sure that we get approval to go ahead with the different type of land testing that has to go there. And obviously our case has been strengthened in the fact that the NRA have made this investment through Donegal County Council today.
And finally, we only have to look to recent road traffic collisions on the Port Road, for instance, to realise how something like that can almost lock the town down.
Absolutely, and this was always our fear. And as you know, I was a lone voice in saying that the barrier should have been erected for this particular four-lane trafficway. I was defeated, where the rest of the councillors in the area thought that it wasn't a good idea. And I understand they come under pressure from business, but my fear always was the potential for an accident here and the potential that the town would be locked down. So if the barrier is not going ahead and proceeding, which is the democratic right of the other members to say that, I think it's key that we even put more pressure to make sure that the relief road takes an awful lot of the traffic that doesn't need to come into Letterkenny away on that relief road and make sure that the town's not clogged up. And obviously, if there is an accident or something occurs, you have another route for people, an alternative route for people to be able to drive on.